praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for your goodness and your faithfulness. Bless this time and use it for your glory. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let's open our Bible to the Gospel of Luke chapter 14. And let us read from verse 25 to verse 35. A large crowds were traveling with Jesus, and turning to them, he said, "If anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, his wife and children, his brothers and sisters, yes, even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. And anyone who does not carry his cross and follow me cannot be my disciple. Suppose one of you wants to build a tower. Will he not first sit down and estimate the cost to see if he has enough money to complete it? For if he lays the foundation and is not able to finish it, everyone who sees it will ridicule him, saying, 'This fellow began to build and was not able to finish.' Or suppose a king is about to go to war against another king. Will he not first sit down and consider whether he is able with 10,000 men to oppose the one coming against him with 20,000? If he is not able, he will send a delegation while the other is still a long way off and will ask for terms of peace. In the same way, any of you who does not give up everything he has cannot be my disciple. Salt is good, but if it loses its saltness, how can it be made salty again? It is fit neither for the soil nor for the manure pile. It is thrown out. He who has ears to hear, let him hear." Lord, we thank you and we praise you. We come before you in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for this time you give us, Lord. Bless this time, O God, and use it for your glory. We thank you and we praise you, O God. Help me to deliver your message and anoint my lips, O God, with your word, O God. And Lord, we pray that the message will bring understanding and wisdom, will bring clear vision and clarification for what you want to say for each and everyone who is listening to your word. We pray, O God, that your word and your message will bring help, O God, and assurance and comfort and clear direction, O God, from your word, O Lord. Let your word be a light, and let your word, O Lord, be a path for your people to walk according to your ways. We pray that the message will bring and will impart wisdom, will impart understanding, will impart knowledge, will impart faith, will impart obedience, and will bring transformation in the life of your people. Oh God, we pray, oh Lord, that the purpose of the message will accomplish what you have desired and ordained. And take your word with the power of the Holy Spirit to reach those who are waiting to hear your word, those who are waiting for an answer, those who are waiting for a solution to their situation. We thank you and we praise you. This is all we ask and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The above passage for this message, we find Jesus surrounded by a large crowds. You say large crowds were traveling with him, with Jesus. But Jesus is not delight in a crowd, in a big crowd, but he delight in a followers. He wants a disciple, a real followers of him. Christ, he go to the crowds, he evangelize, he speak the word of God, and that's what we need to do. But out of those who hear the message, out of them there must be a disciple. In verse 25, say the word of God. And turning to them, he said, the Lord turned to them. He confronted them. And the Lord is confronting you. He's confronting us with his word. He spoke to them a very difficult message. He told them in verse 26, if anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, his wife and children, his brothers and sister, yes, even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Many, they wonder, what is the meaning of this? Does Christ want me to hate my family, my parents, my father, my wife, my sister, my brother, my children? The answer is no. Christ does not want you to hate those people. Christ wants you to love them, but in the right way. How we can love those who are our lovely one, our relative, in the right way? When we start to love the Lord more than anything, more than them, then the Lord himself will teach us how to love them in the right way. How to impart to them the love of God in the right way. There are different kinds of love. There are worldly love. There are loves that is worldly, have no value. Traditional love. We love the people in a traditional way, in a cultural way, but we don't impart to them the true love of God. Such kind of love may spoil them, may harm them. But when we start to follow Christ, Christ will teach us how to impart the true love. The true love of Christ is giving and sacrificing and correcting and teaching and disciplining the people how to live their life unto God. It is of no value to give material things, but you don't give spiritual valuable things. We need to give our life, we need to give material things. In addition, we need to give a spiritual things that the people whom we love, they need must in their life. As we start to come to Christ and follow him and love him, Christ will teach us how to love our parents. Christ will teach us how to love our spouses. Christ will teach us how to love our children according to the word of God. It's a confronting message. God does not want a crowd. God wants true followers who came out from the world and they follow God through Christ Jesus our Lord. Anyone who wants to apply for that particular position to be follower of Christ, he need to love Christ more than anything in the word. Christ seeking a true follower, he spoke here about how his disciple ought to be. He was preaching to a group, but then now Christ, he is speaking heart to heart to you now, as he spoke to the cross, and he wants you to be a true follower of him. As you accept Christ as your personal Savior and Lord, you must be a true follower of him. You need to love him more than anything, and then he will be the one to direct you how to manage the affairs of your life. In Luke chapter 9, we find also a people who come to Christ. Luke chapter 9, verse 57. And verse 58 and verse 59. As they were walking along the road, a man said to him, I will follow you wherever you go. Jesus replied, foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head. He said to another man, follow me. But the man replied, Lord, first let me go and bury my father. Verse 60, Jesus said to him, let the dead bury their on dead, but you go and proclaim the kingdom of God. Still another said, I will follow you, Lord, but first let me go back and say goodbye to my family. Here we find that people also, they want to follow Christ, but they are half-hearted. They are not willing to suffer. They are not willing to give up. They are not willing to give up traditional things, cultural things, worldly things, selfish, ambitious things. And that's what the Lord says in Luke chapter 14 and verse 26. Yes, even his own life. God wants us to hate our own life so that we can be his disciple. Even our own ambition, even our own plan. In certain occasion, what we plan, what we want to do, is does not go along the plan of God. We need to give it up. We need to give it up for the sake of Christ. The disciple of Jesus, the Lord here had put a very good criteria that we have read in Luke 14. He gave two parables about the disciple of Jesus. First, as a one who built a tower, and second, as a king who is about to go for war. What we learn and what Jesus teaches us more about the criteria of the disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus' disciple is not an ordinary person. There is no extra praises given to the disciple of Jesus. But the Lord is the one who compares them first with the one who builds a tower. And that he must be not an ordinary engineer, but a well-prepared and qualified one. We are not an ordinary people. As a follower of Christ, you are not an ordinary person. You must be aware of that. So you must act and behave and live and think in the from that perspective. God expects great things from you. And secondly, Christ compares us with a king who wages a war. A king is never just an ordinary person, whatever status he is. So then, being a believer and follower of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, think not that you are just a simple and a person. Because in the eyes of the Lord, you are a precious one, yes, you decided to be one of his disciples. This is a very important thing. God is not giving you a praiseworthy thing. God wants you to be aware about the value of his calling of you, the value of you being a follower of Christ. Being a follower of Christ, we are delegated with a great task. Here, the disciple of Jesus is a builder of a tower. He is here as a warrior. That is a great task. It is not easy task that the Lord will give you as one of his disciples to be a builder and to be a warrior. So, you must evaluate the great task that the Lord had entrusted to you. The Lord say, go and make disciples of all nations and baptize them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit and teach them to observe everything I have commanded you. And surely I'll be with you to the very end of the age. God had given us a great task so that we have to be not an ordinary people, but we should appreciate the task and the delegation and the responsibility that Christ had given to us. Jesus' disciple should use his mind, his brain, and the wisdom that Christ had given to us. A disciple is to sit down and estimate. We need to sit down and estimate, and we should be a mindful follower. The Lord does not want emotional people who are controlled by their emotion and their feeling. God does not want people who are easily won and easily lost. He is not happy with people who quickly follow and smoothly miss the way. Do you know how much time, effort, and finances you need to do a certain particular task that the Lord had entrusted to you? That is why He asked us in this parables that He spoke in Luke 14 to sit down and estimate the cost. He is looking for a wise follower who knows what is mean by the word plan, and how to plan, and how to be a good steward. Some people, they say God will provide, and they will jump. Yes, God will provide, and God will give, but God also say in His word, sit down, plan, and estimate. We need to estimate all the factors, look upon all the things available in our hands, and whether we are able to do it or no. God wants His disciples know the time to invest and the time that is needed to do the task, to pray, to read the Word of God, to do the ministry, to do your home assignment, to do your family responsibility, to do your church responsibility, to do your work responsibility. These all factors Christ wants us to consider when we live our life unto Him. We should not be a people who start to do something without planning, without estimation of the cost. Jesus' disciple should discern the enemy. As He has taught us here in the parable, in verse 31, or suppose a king is about to go to war against another king, will he not first sit down and consider whether he is able with 10,000 men to oppose the one coming against him with the 20,000? He should discern the threat. We should be able to discern the threat and whether we are able to face or no. In verse 32, if he is not able, he will send a delegation while the other is still long away off and will ask for terms of peace. We should be aware about the power of darkness and how much they may do against us. Yes, the Lord have the victory on the cross for us, but we must not underestimate our enemy, the devil. And we should not wage war without understanding. We should not go and fight and do certain things and without planning, without estimating whether we are able to do it or no. Some people, when they decide something, they want to do something, even when they discern it cannot be, or it is impossible, or there is a position, or they cannot overcome certain obstacles, certain hindrances, they will not say, we cannot do. They will not humble themselves. The disciple of Jesus, he should have humility. He should be willing to change his decision, as we have here in the parable that Jesus say, if we cannot go forward, we cannot do, we have to send a time of peace. We have to be willing to say, we were wrong and we have changed our mind because that decision what we have taken is wrong. Now, we change our decision, we change our mind. That is a humility. That is the way that the Lord wants us. Some people, they know very well they are wrong, but they say, we cannot go back because we have given the word and we don't like to change our word because, not because they have given the word, not because they are honest, but because they have a pride. They don't want to accept that they have done a mistake. And that's what the Lord say here in the verse 33. In the same way, any of you who does not give up everything he has, cannot be my disciple. Pride, if you have, it will hinder you from having humility. It will hinder you to humble yourself. It will hinder you to accept your mistake and the wrong decision. The disciple of Jesus, he should give up such bad attitude that comes from pride. What else more we learn about the disciple of Jesus? Disciple of Jesus need to be faithful to the end. Jesus wants his follower to be well trained, efficient to stand firm and to finish building the tower and to finish fighting the war. He wants his follower to be courageous, valiant and capable to win every battle. We need to be faithful to the end. Some people, they are emotional. Today are hot, tomorrow they are cold. Today they make commitment, tomorrow they will go back from their commitment. Christ does not want such a behavior. He wants a responsible, committed, mature, well aware disciple, carrying the task that the Lord entrusts to us. Jesus' disciple should not be ridiculed. This is another point the Lord mentioned. Jesus say in verse 29, "For if he lays the foundation and not able to finish it, everyone who sees it will ridicule him, saying, 'This fellow began to build and was not able to finish.'" The Lord does not want his disciple to be mocked by anyone. The people may ask, "Who started the battle and in the middle fled away? Who started building up and just laid the foundation and left behind? He was warm at the beginning, but now very cold. He was excited when he saw the design of the tower, but he turned back when toil is required. The disciple who has above criteria will be mocked and laughed at." However, the Lord is proud of his disciple. He does not like people to speak against him. And that's what he say here in Luke 9, verse 62. He say, "No one who put his hand to the plow and looks back is fit for service in the kingdom of God." You must know very well, once you say yes to the Lord, this yes is to the end. You need to be a responsible, persevering, patient. You have the motivation and you have the initiative and the perseverance to continue to serve the Lord, whatever the price, whatever the cost, whatever the losses. You need to continue to do the task. And that is another criteria that we learn from the disciple of Jesus, what ought to be and what the Lord spoke about his disciple. Jesus' disciples knows the cost. Most of the time, the people who are engaged with high task, like those who are working in the Marines and the Navy, and they are in the Army, they are having the high task, and they know the cost. Their life does not belong to them, but to the army that they are belong. The same for us. The disciple of Jesus, as Paul say to Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 3 and 4, "Endure hardship with us like a good soldier of Christ Jesus. No one serving as a soldier gets involved in civilian affair. He wants to please his commanding officer." We know the cost of it, and we are not involved in any civilian affair. The Lord wants His disciple to be at His service and at His command. He does not want us to be involved in civilian affairs, but we are willing and we are willing and ready to pay the price that God had ordained for us. As He gave His life for us, Christ, we give back our life unto Him. A disciple has to know that to follow Christ may cost not only material sacrifices but even personal life. And anyone who does not carry his cross and follow me cannot be my disciple. In Luke 14:27, we should know what is the cost. We should be aware of what Christ wants from us. We need to be wise. We should always ask the Lord wisdom. We should always ask the Lord discernment. In the Proverbs chapter 27 verse 12, the prudent see danger and take refuge, but the simple keep going and suffer for it. The disciple of Jesus should be motivated with high level of wisdom and discernment. Our enemy, the devil, and his schemes, it need a discernment. We need always ask the Lord to show us the things that is hidden, the things that is deep, the secrets. We should ask God a word of knowledge and wisdom how to manage our life and impart that things that we receive from the Lord into our service. God wants a consistent people who serve Him. God wants a disciple with the above criteria that we spoke. The flight of idea, easy destruction, and constant change of thoughts and non-consistency of action are not the feature that Christ wants to see in His disciple. We need to set our mind on the thing that we have here today from the Lord. The thing that we need to give up, we need to give up. Pride, laziness, easy destructibility, and unwillingness to give, these things that we need to give up. Worldly friends, worldly people, worldly ambition, loving material things, greed, lust, things we want to do, our personal desire, not comes from the mouth of God. We need to give up all these things. In verse 34, Luke 14:34, the Lord says, salt is good, but if it loses its saltness, how can it be made salty again? It is neither for the soil nor for the manure pile. It is thrown out. Jesus said, you are the salt of the earth. You are the light for the world. We are the salt of the world because we have the criteria that Jesus spoke in His word about us. But the question, how much we have from above things that the Lord spoke about it and He wanted to see in the life of His disciple? Are we a wise people? Are we people who sit down and plan and estimate the cost? Are we people willing to love the Lord more than anything? Are we willing to give up the thing that's wrong, our pride, and the other things that is contradict of the calling of God in our life? Are we people who are aware of the cost of serving and following Christ? Are we kind of people that we will not quit until the end? These are the criteria. Are we a people who have humility? Are we the kind of people who are not willing to be ridiculed but faithful to the end. This is the criteria that God wants to say to us. In verse 25, the Lord, what he say? He turning to them and said, the Lord is today is turning to us. As if we are moving and around, we are around the Lord, but the Lord today confronting us with his word. God wants a smart disciple, a wise disciple, a well-committed person who uses his mind and all what he have received from the Lord and making the best of every opportunity and the best of all what we have received from him and to his service. He who has ear, let him hear what God has said to us. Father, we thank you and we praise you for your goodness and your faithfulness. Lord, thank you for your word, and we pray that your word will make your people awake. Let your word bring a rebuke and correction and discipline and the true guidance. Oh Lord, I pray that those who are lazy and those who are lax and those who are irresponsible, your word will bring a transformation into their life. Father, I pray for those who are not using their mind and they are jumping without any planning. Teach them how to plan, O God. Teach them how to see danger and discern the enemy, and they will escape trouble, O God. Protect them, Lord. Deliver them from the evil one, Lord. I pray, O God. I pray, Lord, that your word and the Holy Spirit will impart wisdom for each and everyone who listen, that they will be a fruitful people of yours, O God. Lord, touch each and everyone. And Lord, transform their life. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. As you hear the message, come to the Lord and commit your life unto him. It is not enough to be a follower, but you be a disciple of Jesus. Start to love him more. Start to use what God give you. And start to use your mind and ask the Lord to enlighten you and to give you perseverance. Tell him, Lord, give me perseverance, give me wisdom, give me patience. I want to follow you from the depth of my heart. Come to the Lord and kneel down unto him. Give up the things that the Lord want you to give up. And throw the things that God does not want to see in your life. God today had called you to be a disciple and an effective instrument in his hand. You pray from the depth of your heart and commit yourself to the Lord. Father, I pray for everyone who listened to the message and who have committed his life unto you, Lord. Lord, bless this brother, bless this sister, and uphold her with your grace, O Lord, that she or he will be an effective disciple, an effective worker into thy kingdom. We bless you, Lord. God, bless us, enlarge our territory, and let your hand be with us and keep us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Christ's name. Amen and amen.